Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp, very first podcast. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. All right, it's Friday, about 9:39, right after breakfast, on Youth One at Enchanted Hills Camp. We have the pleasure of having a bunch of youngsters come up here and take over our camp, which is so awesome. We love it so much. And I have a very special guest on this podcast to talk about something special that happens at this youth camp. Please introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, my name is Dr. Joshua Mealy, and I am the helping run the STEM or STEAM program here at EHC for the youth program.
All right, perfect. Now, you said STEM or STEAM. Can you explain what that is all about?
Well, absolutely. There's a big, everybody's very interested in making sure that our youth are fully prepared in science, engineering, math, and technology, or science, engineering, science, technology, engineering, and math spells STEAM or STEM, and then there are people who put the word art in there because they want to make sure that people don't forget that art is also important, so they get the STEAM. And I'm saying, well, you know, what about history and language? So I'm saying STEAML is
where we ended
up
at.
And of course, you know, there'll be other people that want to add
more
letters.
Yeah, exactly.
I figure it's all part of the same, everything's important, and we're trying to integrate everything into what we're teaching here at EHC. So it's definitely science and technology and engineering and math, and we're absolutely getting some arts and language and history in there. So
let's talk about each one individually real quick. What about the science? Who's here for the science, and what are you doing to entertain youngsters?
Well, it's always fun to have a little fun with your learning, and we've got a great team that's doing that. We've got we've got Hobie, who is teaching chemistry and also runs the chemistry camp. Hobie has a PhD in chemistry and is blind himself, and he is he runs a blind chemistry camp here at EHC, which is amazing. So if chemistry interests you and you're in high school, that's something for sure to look into signing up for. Hobie is an amazing teacher and a really, really brilliant guy. So he's helping out teaching science. He's making using liquid nitrogen to make ice cream with the kids, and teaching about food chemistry and lipids and how they stick together when you stir them and chill them. And he's teaching about cotton candy and making cotton candy and about sugar structures. So that's some of the science
some
that we're doing.
Science.
And Abby, of course, is here, and she's teaching nature, more sort of natural sciences and biology. And so we're going around listening to the birds and talking about birds and wildlife, and finding small elements of wildlife, such as bugs that fly and crawl, and looking at those and their habitats and discussing their how they live here and what they need and how they interact together. And then of course I'm also teaching sciences, talking about hearing and acoustics and sound waves, and how we use our ears as blind people to find out more about the world we're in and to do the things we want to do.
Perfect. Excellent. I would add that STEAML team is a fantastic team, because not only do you have to be able to teach this stuff, but you have to entertain youngsters, which is
absolutely
a challenge in itself, and then make it accessible.
That's
which is an amazing thing to see, to observe, to watch, to see your enthusiasm and how you keep all these kids interested in such detailed information. What about the technology?
Well, I'm teaching the technology part of it. I'm using a microprocessor circuit board platform called Arduino to teach young kids about how they can. It's got all kinds of great things that you can teach using it. So it's about electricity and magnetism. It's about the history of science. It's about robotics. It's about how you. It's about sensors and motors and lights. And then, of course, it's also about programming. Arduino is basically a little computer on a circuit board that you connect up to all sorts of sensors and motors and things that detect what's happening in the environment and things that affect what's in the environment. And then there's a program that you load onto the Arduino that makes decisions about what to do when. So if it's, you know, if your light sensor sees a certain amount of light, then it turns on a buzzer, or if a temperature goes up above a certain level, you could turn on a fan, or you could even send a tweet or change a web page or anything like that. So it's an extremely flexible, sophisticated platform, and we're helping the kids learn about how to use it.
Seems like it starts really small and then gets really expansive.
It does, is
how I perceive it. You've really engaged the kids for two periods in the morning a day. I mean, I have challenges and we're just goofing around. So I can imagine that keeping the kids' interest is a challenge in itself, but I can see them so engaged in what they're doing every time I come into the room where you're working. Let's talk about the art part. Who do we got for art?
Well, in arts we have, and I wouldn't just put it in the arts, but I'd call it also a type of technology and engineering, but it's also art, and that's George Wurtzel, who
Yay,
is
George Wurtzel
here. And so George and I designed and helped the kids build these beautiful wooden project boxes that have all the right dimensions and all the right holes in them to contain the Arduino projects that the kids are then later building in another morning. And so using careful measurements, using accurate cutting techniques and design principles to build something is a really, really important, piece of being able to have the things you want. And so George is incredible at teaching kids how to do that. And I got to say, you know, none of it's just science. None of it's just
right.
engineering. It's all, we're all sort of mixing it all together. Like
yeah.
when I talk about Arduino, it's not just technology. I'm talking about history and I'm talking about
yep.
language and where the words we're using come from and how we make decisions about what we do. And really it's all, you know, this is EHC and this is a blind camp, and it's being taught by blind teachers and by, and sighted teachers, of course. But we're really all about making sure the kids here know that not only is it possible for blind people to do the things that that we're showing them how to do here, but they can go back to their schools and teach their teachers that they were able to do these things, and that they can continue to do those things. And I got to say that things like you know, woodworking and making electronics, these are all things that blind people often have to make their own tools, because we get involved in doing things and somebody says, "Well, I don't know how you're going to do that because you're blind." And the answer is, we're the ones who usually have to figure out how we're going to do what we want to do. And to be able to build the tools and the either electronically or physically, to be able to make the thing you want to that you need in order to do the thing you want to do, that's really empowering. And that's really 100% of what we're about here, is empowering these kids to know that they can do these things and that they can be scientists and engineers and artists or not if they don't want
right,
to. But it
right.
should
at least
it,
they given the choice.
At least they know that they can if they want
right,
to.
Right. An amazing, amazing program up here, Josh. Can you tell us a personal note about how you feel about being up here with these kids and us doing this?
Well, as a blind scientist and as a board member of the Lighthouse, I feel incredibly privileged to be here and to be able to share my knowledge with the next generation of blind people growing up. And, you know, I work with these kids and I just think, my God, you know, some of these kids are so smart and so fast. And I know that they're going to be the next generation of scientists and engineers. Yep. And to know that the Lighthouse and EHC is supporting that and encouraging that and making it possible. It's a thrill. It's really, it's an honor to be part of it. And I can't wait to see what these kids are going to do with their lives.
Right on. And as a personal note and a side note, we appreciate having you and your enthusiasm here. It's an honor to have you and the STEAM people working closely.
STEAMEL.
You know what? I want to add music at the end of that, so it should be STEAMEL'em.
Perfect. That's where we're going, man.
With that being said, I have been trying to get to George Wurtzel. We haven't talked too much about George Wurtzel yet on the podcast, but for those of you who are paying attention and listening, I actually have some podcasts prepared in the future to talk about George Wurtzel and his art barn up here, his woodworking. We will get to that. So for future reference, keep tuning in here at Everything EHC.
Man, don't miss that one.
We're going to get I actually have been choosing my questions for him very carefully because there's a lot of information that George can give. And I want to get that information that is in deep inside.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I do.
So we'll be doing that soon. But Josh, is there anything you want to tell the world? Any personal notes? Anything you want to say? We appreciate having you here. It's been an awesome session. We look forward to the next couple of days before these kids are tired and have to go home.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to share with anybody out there?
I just want to say, you know, if you're interested in doing electronics and if you want to learn more about how blind people can work with Arduino and other electronics platforms, the information is out there. Just I run a blog called the Blind Arduino Blog, and it's if you Google Blind Arduino Blog, you will find it. And
perfect.
Arduino is spelled ARDUINO. Okay. And I also do you know, lots of other stuff, but the Arduino, if you really want to learn about electronics and how blind people do it, start looking around. There is a long history of blind people building the electronic gadgets they need that support their work and doing what they want to do. We build what we need, and that's who we are.
In my language, it's like jazz. You just have to kind of make it up as you go along sometimes, and sometimes it'll all fit together when you figure it out. Thank you.
Go ahead. And experience helps.
Exactly. Josh, thank you so much for being here, not only at Enchanted Hills Camp, but also for participating in Everything EHC. We appreciate your input and talking about all of these wonderful things that are going on up here. We have to go back to work now, don't we?
Yep.
All right. So we're signing off here at Everything EHC. Thank you so much, Josh, for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
And everybody, have a great day. We are signing off here at Everything EHC. Enchanted Hills Camp, you're listening at maceo.net. Thank you so much and have a great day.